two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and DeGenevieve, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Hey, Dave, I've been thinking a lot about this lately. You know, taxpayers footed the bill for these really super-duper special masks for kids.
Dave and DeGenevieve, the follow-up report.
The governor sent them to schools all over Utah, but I want to know now in our follow-up report, are kids putting our money, our taxpayer money, where their mouth is? Are you masking up in school?
I can tell you this. In my kids' school, the elementary, the kids aren't masking up. Now, I'm sure the masks are available, but there's no mask mandate in that school, and the kids are choosing not to wear them.
At all?
At all. Now, there are some teachers that are wearing them, but the kids, they're not wearing them.
Well, it was out in August when the governor promised to send more than a million masks for K through 12th graders. And they're going to be in all sorts of sizes. There's the surgical style ones, the high school and large sizes, right, Gov?
I have instructed our teams to provide KN95 masks for every child that wants one in the state.
Hmm.
Now, the N95 masks, they're the best masks, right? That's the one that really protects against COVID. Have you ever worn one?
I'm going to look it up. I think I wore it in the beginning because I had a whole stash of them at home from
last
epidemic that we went through. We happened to have several boxes. You know me. I'm looking up an image right now of the N95. Oh, yeah. Those are the ones that have like the two straps and kind of come like to a cone shape at the front of your nose. Oh, that's what I was wearing in the beginning, and I got a lot of weird looks.
Well,
that was in March of 2020. I started to slap those babies on my face.
They're effective. They're also the most miserable mask I've ever worn.
You don't like them? Well, there are, according to the health department, Dave, taxpayers funded $2.2 million worth of masks that have been shipped to schools across Utah as of last week. 2.2 million masks.
Now, there's about 600,000, I think more than 600,000 kids in Utah, students in Utah, I should say. So 2.2 million, that gives you, I don't know, about three or four masks per student if they need it.
Ben Horsley of the Granite School District, thanks for joining us for this follow-up report.
No problem. Happy to be here.
Are kids wearing the masks that taxpayers bought for them to wear?
Well, here's the real question. I mean, the fact is all the masks that we're providing are taxpayer-funded, right? So are the masks that we are so appreciative that the state provided under Governor Cox's direction being utilized in schools right now? The answer is yes. Did that, in fact, increase mask wearing in Granite School District or any other district for that matter? I can't speak for other districts, but I don't think mask usage is up as a result of simply by virtue of the fact that the state sent us these masks. So does that make sense?
Well, do you have boxes of these masks sitting in supply closets? I guess that's the real question for me.
Well, Deb, I got bad news then. We already had tens of thousands of KN95 pediatric and adult size masks on hand prior to this additional amount of masks being provided to us. So kids already had access to them. We went ahead and publicized again and continue to publicize that if kids would like a higher quality KN95 mask, that those are available. We can provide up to one a week. We generally hand a family a box and ask them to alternate them on days depending on the school if we still have plenty of masks available.
Have you heard from the kids what it's like to wear those masks? Because from personal experience, when I've worn that mask, I'm sure it's very, very effective. It's also very uncomfortable, much more uncomfortable than the cloth masks that I'm used to wearing.
Sure. And I'm sure when kids are getting asked, it's kind of muffled, so they have to take the mask off before they can tell us actually how it feels. Obviously, I'm making a joke there and being a little facetious, but they are obviously a higher quality, thicker mask to provide the type of protection that, a KN95 is intended to provide. So with respect to that, have I heard complaints from these families? I've heard nothing but appreciation for the families who've opted to utilize these. They're glad for the higher level of protection that is supported to them above and beyond a regular cloth mask.
Ben Horsley of the Granite School District, live on the line right now. We're doing a follow-up report to find out if the N95 masks that the governor shipped to schools are being used by kids. And Ben just told us they already had lots of these masks already in supply closets before these shipments were ever made. My understanding is 2.2 million of these masks were shipped to schools, according to the Utah Department of Health. So before we spend more taxpayer money, Ben, on schools, yay or nay, does the Granite School District need another wave of N95 masks shipped to schools? Or are you good for a while?
At this point in time, I feel very comfortable indicating that we have plenty of stock to last through the entirety of this remaining school year, based on current usage rates, probably even beyond that. But the reality is, if a vaccine isn't available for younger kids by the end of the month, we could see an increase in the surge in cases. You never know where demand for these types of things is going to go. And so it's better to be prepared. And again, we're so appreciative that the state would provide additional resources for us.
But stop sending them.
But we're good for a while.
We'll keep taking them.
We'll always take them. We have warehouses available. Ben Horsley, thanks for joining us. We appreciate, I like the sentiment. I like the sentiment that the governor had,
he tried.
We've got the masks. If you
he
want
tried.
A higher level mask, we'll give it to you. But unsurprisingly, when there's not a mandate, kids are not going to wear the mask. I think that's been pretty clear, largely. I mean, sure, there's families and there's kids out there that will wear masks. But at least from my own anecdotal experience, when I walk through those hallways, kids are not wearing them.
Do you want to count? Here's a mask count. I've got the mask count in front of me. Granite School District got 94,956 3-ply pediatric surgical masks and 19,295 adult-sized KN95 masks for teachers. Oh, wow. They sent thousands. I'm looking at the Jordan School District, 28,000 small pediatric masks, 56,000 surgical masks, 3,760 regular-size N95 masks, 18,000. I mean, there are thousands and thousands of masks.
Tens of thousands. Hundreds of thousands of masks.
Millions. It could be millions. And that's just three of the school districts along the Wasatch Front. Canyon's district got almost 17,000 small pediatric masks and more.
These are the most effective masks. Tons of studies have been done on this. They are far, far, far more effective than the cloth masks. The problem is, because they're so effective, they are hard. They are uncomfortable.
They hurt your ears.
They hurt your ears. It's harder to breathe. It is way more muffled, so very difficult to talk through those things. And in a school situation, that's not great.
I'm glad we did a follow-up report. And if we were a TV station, we'd be able to go out and take pictures of those boxes of extra masks that are sitting in supply closets. Okay, Ben Horsley, thank you so much for being part of our D2 follow-up report on whatever happened to all those masks the governor sent to schools. Straight ahead, as Dave said at the beginning of the show, no good deed goes unpunished, especially when I'm scrolling through Instagram. And I see a Utah Fire Department on Instagram has a post, and it has me asking this. Is it okay for public employees to accept thousands of dollars in free gifts from a private company? I don't think so. And guess what? Not surprisingly, Dave totally disagrees with me.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Tim and Amanda here with breaking updates. Mornings from 5 to 9.
Then from 3 to 7, it's Jeff Kaplan and his Minute of News.
We're all on KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.